Good morning and good coffee, everybody. Hey, it's time for some morning coffee with Larry, and I'm glad that you are here joining with me today for a nice, actually, my coffee's kind of cold now. Lukewarm, but it's still a nice lukewarm cup of coffee. Well, today is March 15th, 2024. It is the Ides of March, a time that has been associated with bad luck, and probably mostly because in 44 BC, this is when Julius Caesar was assassinated, when he went into the Roman Senate. And a bunch of the senators pulled out daggers and killed him trying to preserve the Republic because Julius Caesar was getting too big for his britches and wanted to control everything. Well, didn't work out too well for Rome. They wound up having emperors and the Republic was lost as it was then, But today is the 15th, and hope you are having a good month. Now that we're halfway through March already, just hard to believe, except whenever you went outside a few days ago and it was, you know, 70 degrees. It's a little chilly out there this morning after we had the storms go through last night. I hope you and yours were all safe. I know there were some really nasty supercells that were going through. Well, supercells. They were small, but they were very intense. In our area, I heard reports that there were some semi trucks that were blown over on a highway west of here, many miles, but west of here. There was hail that was anywhere from you know, like nickel size to ping pong ball size to even larger in some areas. We lucked out here. We lucked out big time. We had a lot of thunder and lightning. Had a couple of grandkids over, and as we were watching and hearing, you know, the reports and watching the radar, we went into our storm shelter and hung out there while the worst potentially went by, but it seemed to have split around us. We got some rain, probably not enough rain yet. We need more up here. We're still kind of dry, but that was our excitement last night. This past weekend, the wife and I, we went down to Louisville, Kentucky, which is not pronounced Louisville. That's Illinois. It's Louisville. Or if you go down there, it's closer to Louisville. So we had fun with the name, but we went down there because granddaughter was having a volleyball tournament. She's on a traveling team and plays almost always out of state. But we went down there for it, and it was just amazing. It was in their big convention center that's a part of the state fairgrounds in Louisville. And they had, now get this, 116 volleyball courts set up, with two teams, of course, playing at all times. So at any given moment, there were 232 teams playing each other. And there were other teams that weren't. I mean, this was huge. I'd love to know what the actual number of teams were that came down there. But it was noisy. It was fun. It wasn't their best tournament as far as results for the granddaughter's team, but we had a good time. Then we met up with son Aaron and his wife, and we had breakfast we went to Waffle House. So it was like a brunch, and then we had an early either a late lunch or an early supper at a really neat place down there that was Persian food. And it was really good. It was a small little place. The family that owned it was just wonderful. The owner came out, asked us how we liked the food and everything. But one place we went to while we were down there, and I don't know if any of you know about this, but it's called Mega Caverns. And it's an old mine for limestone that is underneath Louisville, 100 acres worth, and much of the zoo is over top of this big big mine. And they haven't been mining rock out of it since the end of the 1960s. But they have zip lining. They got a 900-foot zip line going through the cavern. They have different kinds of climbing sports stuff. We did a walking tour for about an hour and a half with a great guy named Ross. He was our guide, and he was hilarious. And then they also do a big Christmas display in there. And they have something like, I don't know, it was something like 30,000 cars, 25,000 cars drive through every Christmas to see all the lights. So you just drive through these giant caverns. So that was neat. I don't know if I'd do the walking tour again because, you know, it was neat. It was neat, and the guide made it funny. I wouldn't mind doing the Christmas light thing. I think that would be pretty cool. But we've had a busy week. Pardon me. The weather change, I think, is hitting my throat. There, the coffee makes everything better. So anyway, what I wanted to talk about today, I had seen this, and let me see if I can find where it went again. There it is. It was a little meme. The credit needs to go to at her psychology, like her and then psychology. And, you know, whenever you've got friends that are dating, or if you were dating, or if you are dating, one of the things that comes up as conversation with friends is the idea of red flags. Are there any red flags waving as you're getting to know this new person? And, you know, there's some valid reasons to look for red flags, because not everybody is healthy who's dating. And I'm talking about emotionally healthy or behaviorally healthy. Not everybody is forthright regarding their issues. And, you know, the game of dating is a bit of a game. You know, everybody wants to put their best foot forward, but their best foot may not be their most accurate foot. And so there's a lot of articles and stuff like that regarding these red flags that you need to look for. Well, this little infographic, I guess you would call it, that I found on the internet is about green flags. And green flags are the opposite of red flags. Green flags are the traits you want to see in people. You know, sometimes we spend so much time looking at the problems, we don't look at what are the strengths. And because everybody's going to have some problems, everybody's going to have a red flag or two. But if it's not a serious red flag, do they have enough of the good green flags? So let's take a look at what this thing suggests are green flags. Well, one thing is the person celebrates your wins. Yeah. Are they happy when you win? They should be. That's a good trait. You know, and I'm going to say this can be for dating, but this can also be for friendships, you know, relationships with neighbors or, you know, whoever. This is a good relationship thing. Do they celebrate your wins, or do they get upset with your wins? Are they jealous? If you have a good day, are they jealous? You know, there's some folks, they try to put you down so they kind of feel better. They feel better with other people feeling down. Well, this is the opposite. They should celebrate your wins. Huh, that's a good one. How about another green flag is the person remembers small things about you. That means they're paying attention to you. That means they're valuing the relationship to a different level. They're remembering the small things. You know, what are your likes? What are your dislikes? Is there a special date or something that is important for you and they remember that more than just your birthday? Yeah, that's a sign of somebody is a caring, compassionate person. How about the third one? They respect your boundaries. They respect your boundaries. You know, one of the things that I've heard from people who are dating that they complain about is that they quickly fall for somebody, get into a romantic relationship with somebody very quickly, and they get smothered because they want to spend all their time with you, and more importantly, they want you to spend all your time with them. You know, well, people, a green flag are the people who respect your boundaries. They don't whine, they don't complain if you've got other things going on. They've got an active, full life. They've got a healthy life. They have things that are important to them. They're not super needy. And that makes them able to, you know, respect your boundaries. Are there things that you like to do? Are there things that you don't like to do? Are there, you know, what are your boundaries in life? Well, a green flag is people who respect those. The fourth one is you feel energized after seeing them. You don't feel drained. You don't feel like you've been walking on eggshells. You feel good. And, you know, I've got some friends that I don't see them as often as I have in the past. But when we get together, oh my gosh, it's a great time. I feel charged. I feel good. Because they're just good people. And it's a good relationship, even if we don't get together on any kind of a regular basis. As an example, I have, my closest friends from college were all in the music department together. We shared lots of common activities. You know, it was during a great time of life, you know, during those years. And when we do get together, it just feels great. We bring up old times, but we share new times. We, you know, we joke, we laugh. You know, a green flag for a relationship is when you feel energized after seeing them. How about this one? They listen without being defensive. Yeah. They don't automatically get defensive. They listen to you. They're strong enough in their personality. They're strong enough in who they are that they can listen. Even if you have to tell them something that they're, you know, doing wrong, you know, they've made a mistake, they've hurt you in some way, they can listen without trying to constantly counter it. That's one of the things that, you know, frustrates me is if I'm trying to share something like a constructive criticism, but I it's like I can't because the other person's going to get hyper defensive about it. You know, so when you know, being able to listen without being defensive, that's a really good green flag. The next one is, let me take off my glasses. I've got my phone too close to myself. let's see. They allow you to be fully yourself. They allow you to be fully yourself. You know, they're not trying to change you. They like you for who you are. The good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, they don't expect you to be perfect. They may expect you to respect their boundaries. That's a good thing. That's again, it's a green flag, respecting each other's boundaries. But they let you be fully yourself. And it's okay. You know, when I was doing therapy over the years, one of the challenges that a therapist has is when your client comes in, you don't get to pick and choose who they are, what their issues are, whether you want to see them or not, you really don't get that. You have to work with whoever comes in the door. And sometimes the person who comes in is not necessarily, you know, the best person to deal with. I guess that's why they're coming in the first place. And my job is to not mold them into a person that I like, but help them to identify maybe the things about them that they would like to be themselves. You know, maybe there's problems they want to fix. Maybe there's strengths they need to develop. And, but you have to start with being okay with who they are and what they are. Not necessarily that you approve it, because I've worked with some people who've done some pretty nasty, terrible things and have rationalized it over and over again. But you have to start by accepting them coming in as who they are, and then help them decide who they want to be. Well, in friendships, a good green flag is the people let you be fully who you are. They accept you. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And then as your friendship grows, things may change. They make you feel safe. Now, I don't know if I like the phrase there, they make you feel safe. That's really something you got to do. But they allow for a non-critical, safe, encouraging relationship environment. You know, when somebody says, oh, you make me feel this way, it probably has more to do with you than it has to do with the other person. And if you have to have somebody else make you feel a certain way, you've already given control to the other person. They make me feel bad. Well, I guess they have to change in order for you to feel good. No, that isn't accurate. So, but they provide a relationship that is safe feeling. The next is, you don't have to watch what you say. And I guess this is where having a thick enough skin yourself, and the other person having a thick enough skin, that you can talk about things that are not necessarily comfortable or easy or you're 100% in agreement on, and you can talk about them without getting offended and upset and all that kind of stuff. You don't have to be thinking about everything you say before you say it, because there's a level of walking on eggshells. It's not that kind of a relationship. You know, it's you know, you live long enough and you start seeing ways of comparing the present with the past. That can be good, that can be bad. I probably do both. But I remember, and probably many in this audience, because it tends to be an older audience, because y'all want to listen to somebody my age talk and ramble and blah, blah, blah. But it used to be you could talk about religious differences, political differences, other kinds of differences that it's really hard to do today unless you know the other person's in agreement with you. There's just this thin-skinned or no-skinned stuff going on out there. And so a green flag is when both of you have enough of a thick skin that you're not hurt about anything and everything. And finally, a green flag here is they support your goals. They support what you're doing in your life. They may not agree with it 100%. They may never have chosen that for themselves, but that's okay. They're a different person and you're a different person. And they support you in what you're trying to do. They're not critical. They're not critical about it all the time. They may give some constructive criticism. They may give you some suggestions or thoughts, but they support your goals. They're not just a yes man, a yes woman kind of thing, but they support it. So let's do a quick rundown on these again. Green flags in people. They celebrate your wins. They remember small things about you. They respect your boundaries. You feel energized after seeing them. They listen without being defensive. They allow you to be fully yourself. They make you feel safe. You don't have to watch what you say, and they support your goals. Wow. That's a good list. So, are there people in your life that have these kind of green flags? Do you, if they were rating you, would they say you have these kind of green flags? I will put a copy of this on the Facebook page for Morning Coffee with Larry, so you can see it if you would like, and maybe share it with other people, and share the podcast with other people. I've had a few of the listeners that have commented recently about sharing the podcast with family members or friends, and that's pretty cool. Share it around. Build the listener base. So anyway, well, that is it for today, and we will talk to you next time. Just have your coffee ready. All right. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.